This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kemp. Several communities in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta are providing residents with quarantine quarters where they can isolate for 14 days so they don't risk spreading COVID-19 to family members and others. KYUK's Olivia Eberts has more.
These quarantine quarters are a mix of unused housing, new builds, and empty office spaces. It depends on what the village has available. The native village of Hooper Bay, one of the biggest communities in the YK Delta, found it had 3 apartments sitting unused. So the tribe offered them up as quarantine housing. The apartments are fully equipped with furniture and food, and they've even provided for potential boredom. One apartment has board games, and the other 2 have DVD players. Tribal administrator Paula Hill says they have really sought to encourage people to use them, especially since an elder died after contracting the virus in neighboring Chivac.
After that incident, a lot of our community members have become so aware and vigilant, realizing that this virus can come from anywhere, including one of our neighboring small villages.
The COVID rate for both Hooper Bay and Chivac has subsided now. Once the pandemic has passed, Hooper Bay plans to return the apartments to the entities that loan them. Upriver, Akiak has a different plan for the quarantine quarters it is now building. Tribal administrator Sheila Carl says after the pandemic, the homes will be used to help mitigate overcrowding.
Eventually, they will be transferred over to members in the community to use as homes to address the issue of overcrowding. Every small community in Alaska is.
The Akiak tribe is finishing up construction on 2 3-bedroom houses and 2 duplexes. Part of the funding comes from the CARES Act. Akiak expects all of the houses to be finished and ready for move-in before the CARES Act deadline runs out on December 30th. In the meantime, Akiak does have some emergency quarantine housing residents can use. One is a house, and the other is a room in an empty office building. New Talk is also building quarantine houses, which it expects to be finished in the spring. It doesn't currently have places for people to quarantine. The acting tribal administrator wasn't sure how the homes will be used after the pandemic, since the entire village is relocating to a new location upriver in Mertovik. The city of Good News Bay is providing a different kind of emergency housing. It has turned an unused conference room into temporary isolation quarters. The tribe is asking people to quarantine in their own homes when they return from travel, in a room away from other household members. And travelers who have tested positive for COVID-19 aren't allowed to enter Good News Bay. They are usually stopped in Dillingham. But if someone were to test positive or get sick en route to Good News Bay at the point of no return, they could isolate in the conference room. The quarantine quarters across the villages may look different, but the message is the same. Tribes want people to quarantine to slow or stop the spread. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Continuing in COVID-19 news. On Tuesday, a number of state legislators sent a letter to Governor Mike Dunleavy urging him to enact a statewide mask mandate. 10 of the 15 Democrats in the House and 1 independent signed the letter. Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta Representative Tiffany Zolkowski was one of those. The letter to the governor argues that because many municipalities cannot or will not issue mask mandates themselves, the state needs to act. The letter does not spell out why certain municipalities cannot enact mask mandates, but when the Bethel City Council considered it, the city attorney warned that health mandates issued by second-class cities could be ruled unconstitutional. In the end, Bethel instated one anyway. The 10 House legislators say in the letter that Alaska is one of only 12 states without mask mandates, and those states have some of the highest rates of COVID-19 in the country. They warn that Alaska hospitals are filling up and will continue to do so if the state does not act. Next, in vaccines. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is hosting 2 virtual question and answer sessions for the public to learn more about the coronavirus vaccines coming into the region. Both sessions will occur next week on Monday and Tuesday. Monday's event is a virtual town hall with health officials from YKHC, the National Institutes of Health, and Indian Health Service. It takes place Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. and will stream on Zoom and Facebook and air live on KYUK 640 a.m. You can submit your questions over Zoom or Facebook during the event. That's Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. The session Tuesday is for essential workers and critical infrastructure employees, two groups who may qualify for an early phase of vaccine distribution. Tuesday's session runs from 5:30 to 6:30 in the evening. It's hosted by YKHC and includes state health specialists, including Dr. Ann Zink. It will be on Zoom and Facebook and will also air live on KYUK 640 AM. Essential workers and critical infrastructure employees can submit their questions over Zoom or Facebook during the event. According to YKHC, essential and critical infrastructure includes airlines, transportation, cab companies, construction companies, grocery and convenience stores, post offices, frontline service organizations, utilities, COVID-19 response teams, quarantine workers, and law enforcement and first responders. And finally, in the daily COVID count, yesterday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 31 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. In alphabetical order by community, there were 2 in Akiak, 21 in Bethel, 2 in Congegonac, 1 in Kotlik, 2 in Mountain Village, 2 in Pilot Station, and 1 in Scammon Bay. There are 430 active cases in the region. Since March, YKHC has announced 3,253 cases, 17 medevacs, 37 Bethel hospitalizations, and 16 deaths. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.